that's the joy, you know, of my life is the energy, because I'm still working hard today.
Yeah.
So it all went. It was all kinds of things happened, and Mass was always at the background.
Yeah.
And I even used to seek out complex Mass books, and I still have them today. So when I was writing Play Away years later, I used to write the jokes for it, or most of them. And they said, "If you had your own series, what would you do?" I said, "I'd do a program on Maths." And you know, they wrinkled their noses, but I put some ideas down. They bought it. We did a pilot. Can I tell you? We did a pilot, and because it was a stand-up, and the rehearsal, the tech rehearsal of 25 minutes, I did it like a stand-up, the whole program with a cardboard roll, toilet roll for a phone, and things like that, you know, and about 15 people there, because I said I need some reaction, and they just stood. And I got a standing ovation in a rehearsal because the show was so different and because it was so fresh.
I guess it's making mathematics interesting. You see, I failed maths at O level.
Yeah.
I did it 8 times.
Oh.
And I still haven't passed it.
Oh.
And I can't do maths. Well, I can add up, I can subtract, and things like that.
Well, don't worry.
It just doesn't. It's one of those things that just.
It's a funny thing. We shouldn't worry.
I wasn't bad at English.
About maths. You only need the maths you need anyway. And it depends what you do.
Mm.
And you do know your maths. You do know about the bills you have to pay and things like that. And, you know, and you handle all that and what you do with your money if you've got any to save and all those things. Expense on a holiday. So you do know maths.
But you obviously saw maths and you thought, you know, you were just fascinated by
it. Oh, I love it. I love everything. Yeah. I love architecture. I love art. I love everything. Like the science, the technology and everything about mathematics today. I've just been at Monaco, the Formula One, you know. When you look at the tolerances of the two pieces of metal rubbing together now, they are infinitely thin, you know, very much airtight. And that wasn't possible 50 years ago. So all that kind of thing is all part of what I get excited about. Mm.